I think if you've ever been in the process of being married, you've run into this problem. Do we invite this person to the wedding or absolutely not? Now, I bring that up because I remember wanting to invite, like, my third grade friend who I no longer talk to, Shane. What's up, Shane? My wife's like, when's the last time you've seen Shane? I'm like, third grade. She's like, well, no, then you're not inviting his ass to the wedding.
Shane.
Nothing wrong with Shane, just he got homeschooled. I've never seen him since. I think he's alive. I don't know. Shout out to Shane if you're listening to the Joe and Alex show. But, Alex, you actually have a friend, Caroline. I believe she's on the show this morning, and she's kind of got a question. Caroline, am I right? You have a wedding invite question.
Yeah, I have a really confusing situation.
Ooh, we like confusing. That's the show. So what's your problem?
So to keep it super short, my fiance's brother's girlfriend and my fiance have hooked up before.
Ooh.
I know. And she's not very nice to me. She just kind of does things like snake her way and create problems. She likes to bring up their past. And then at Christmas, she shook her rear end in front of my fiance's face. And my fiance says she cannot come to the wedding. He's done.
But oh, he said that, really?
Did she slap her butt like, I bet you want some more of this. I bet you want some more of this. You can't have none. You can't have none.
Yeah, he's like, I'm done. He's like, I've put up with this long enough. It's not going to happen. But I think that's just going to cause more harm than good with family drama.
Yeah, because your brother is still dating her.
Yes, so they've been dating longer than my fiance and I have been dating.
Whoa! Okay,
that's at least good that just keep in mind, they did hook up. But that was back in the day, so it's been a while. That's kind of had time to, you know, heal up, it sounds like, but...
Except she's still acting on it. She still flirts with your fiance, Caroline?
Yeah, and she always, like, we were playing Cards Against Humanity, and there's obviously inappropriate jokes, and every time she would say something, she'd look right at him and give him eyes and stare at his mouth.
What?
Which was uncomfortable, because I'm like, right here.
So does your brother say anything about this, since it's his girlfriend doing this?
So it's actually my fiance's brother.
Oh, okay.
So that's a weird situation, but no, we've kind of brought it up to him, but they don't think it's that weird. Whereas we do, because they're triplets. So,
oh my gosh, this whole
he
thing.
He knows that they're related because they look very similar.
Maybe you just call off the wedding.
I was going to say, how does she even know she hooked up with your fiance? If they're triplets, she could have been thinking it was her boyfriend, right?
Well, there's a lot of glaring differences between the two.
Okay.
But,
well, yeah. So what should Caroline do? Should she, because this girl is dating her fiance's brother, should they feel obligated that they just have to suck it up and invite her to their wedding? Or because of her always flirting with her fiance, they've hooked up before, this all this stuff, does she have a justification not to invite her? 833-JOE-ALEX.
I can see why not inviting her would make sense, but that would be so weird. Like, it just,
right.
I feel like the holidays is going to be like, oh, how was the wedding we weren't invited to?
Yeah, that would be so uncomfortable.
Oh, my God.
Well, it makes it even more uncomfortable because the wedding is 4 days before Christmas.
So. Oh, no. Are you guys not going to go on a honeymoon right after? Like, are you going to do holiday with the fam?
We are. We're Southerners, so we want to party it up with our family.
Holy smokes.
All right. I want to see if anybody's got some advice. Maybe they've been in a similar situation on what to do here for Caroline. If you can hang on. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. I got to be honest. I love how juicy this is.
I told ya.
This is good stuff. All right, we'll talk to you next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio. This is kind of confusing. I know it's Alex's friend, Caroline, who's still on the phone. But what exactly is going on, Alex, with your friend and the guy and the wedding and inviting the girl or not?
So Caroline is engaged. Her and her fiance are trying to plan their wedding, figure out the invite situation. And when it came down to his brother's girlfriend, they're having doubts on if they should invite her or not, because her fiance and his brother's girlfriend have hooked up before, and all these years later, she still is very flirty with him and stuff, and it's very uncomfortable.
Like, she'll like, check out my butt.
Yeah.
You like that?
She was shaking his butt in his face, I guess, not too long ago.
Well, there you go. Are we missing anything here, Caroline?
And it also doesn't help that we've talked to them about this before and been like, hey, I'm kind of uncomfortable and this is weird. and nothing's changed.
Wow. Okay.
All right. Yeah. Let's see what you think. And people are going to talk to you too, so feel free to interact with them. Alyssa, we'll kick it off with you. You're on the Joe and Alex show. What did you want to say?
Yeah. So I'm going to try to keep this as short and sweet as possible, but I was in a similar situation. I've been married for 7 years now, but I actually, the first time I ever met my husband was with his best friend bringing him to college, and we kind of made out and had some stuff going on, and he's my husband's best friend, and obviously was part of the wedding as one of the ushers.
Ooh.
It was kind of weird because a few months before, maybe like 6 to 8 months before, his friend got really drunk, was in kind of a weird place, and was like, hey, I should have chosen you. It got real weird.
Ooh, that is weird.
You know, and one thing I was telling Porkchop was, you know, just to keep the drama low, it's going to be really hard not to invite your brother's girlfriend. Because normally people that are in the wedding, I'm assuming his brother will be in the wedding, you know, and you usually get a plus one date. And so I think having been married myself too, that night is such a whirlwind. You're so busy, you're dancing, you're eating, you're the garter toss. It's going to be a whirlwind. And I don't even think you guys will have time to even pay attention to the fact that she's there. So just maybe for the sake of his brother, just invite her, keep the drama low, and just enjoy the night. It's about you two, and it's not even probably worth focusing this much on, because like I said, that night is so fast. There's going to be a lot going on, and I guarantee she won't even be in the spotlight.
Alyssa, those are some really good points. Now, with your husband and then his friend, like when you did hook up a little bit, who was better?
My husband, for sure.
Okay.
I made the right choice.
Okay, there you go. I'm very happy to hear that. Hey, thank you for sharing.
That's an interesting perspective, I think, Caroline.
I agree, especially because that's what we've been told. But she's the girl
just the worst.
One of those people who, like, insert herself.
Kelly, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What did you want to say?
I just want to say real quick that I think that girl is doing it on purpose just to make Carolyn upset. And if she doesn't invite her to the wedding, then I think it'll show that that girl will see that she's upset her enough and she'll win.
What if she gets drunk and crashes the wedding?
Yeah. So, I mean, you don't want that trampy girl to, you know, feel like
she's not a tramp. We can't be calling the guy's girl a tramp now.
I don't know. She sounds like one to me.
Okay. All right. Let's be ladies here. Megan, we'll wrap it up with you. You're on the Joe and Alex show. What did you want to say?
I just wanted to say I wasn't made a bridesmaid to my own sister's wedding, and that caused a lot of drama in our family.
Savage.
So I feel like not inviting your brother's your fiance's brother's girlfriend would cause probably even more drama than that did. And as what everyone said before, it's your day. You don't want to have to focus on that. You don't want to have to deal with that. I have to sit at my own sister's wedding, you know, in the pew instead of up next to her from when she's been in my life forever. So, you know, just don't deal with the drama. Let it go, you know. Maybe even talk to your fiance's brother and say, hey, if she causes anything, she's out. And, you know, try to find a way so that she knows that she can't start stuff.
Megan, did you hook up with the groom too?
No, I did not.
Why were you not in the wedding? What'd you do?
I did nothing. She decided to have her 5 closest friends from college instead of her sister.
Aww.
I hope they get divorced. I hope that doesn't last, Megan.
All right. Thank you.
Caroline, here's the solution. Don't invite your fiance's brother's girlfriend. Invite me. I will hit on your fiance's brother, and him and I can get together, and then you and I will have a blast.
That would be the best ever.
But what if Alex has like one or too many sweet drinks, starts hitting on your man at the wedding?
I would never.
Forget Caroline. You need to get with this.
Funny.
Yes. Well, hey, congratulations. And if there's any updates or changes before, you know, the Christmas season, December-ish, let us know. We'd love to hear how that goes.
Yeah, I want to know what you end up deciding to do.
I certainly will. Bye,
all right.
Guys.
Bye. Right, bye.
Do you know what kind of food she's serving there?
You know what? I did not ask that, Joe, and that is such a good question. I should have asked that before
Caroline,
inviting
are you still there?
Yes.
What food's at the wedding?
What food?
Yeah, what are we going to be eating? Because we're all invited.
New York strip steak.
Yeah!
And something else. It's really fancy.
Okay, yes.
This is the best thing ever. Congratulations. We're definitely going to be going there. I love that. All right. Put me and Alex down. We'll be plus ones for each other.